It's back to school time, and we all know that mornings can be crazy. Yet research studies continually support the importance of breakfast for everyone in the family. This is Katrina Even, the FNEP and SNAP Ed agent of the Wildcat District, with today's K-State Research and Extension Minute. I'm here to share with you some simple solutions to the most common obstacles for eating a good breakfast in the morning. One of the most common reasons I hear for people not eating breakfast is that they don't have enough time. Well, good news. A healthy breakfast doesn't need to be a fully cooked sit-down meal. There are plenty of healthy options that you can make ahead or throw together in just a few minutes and take along for the drive to school or work. Maybe you don't like traditional breakfast foods. That's okay. The most important thing is to start off the day with some energy and nutrients. Leftover dinner from last night is just as fair game as oatmeal or eggs. Maybe you're not hungry in the morning, but did you know that you can teach your body to be ready for food at different times of the day? Even if you're not hungry when you first wake up, chances are you'll get hungry by mid-morning. This can lead to poor food choices at work and unfocused students at school. Start by having something small in the mornings, and soon you'll find yourself ready for breakfast as soon as you wake up. You may also consider not eating late into the night, as that can reduce your appetite in the morning. The benefits about eating breakfast far outweigh the challenges. Plan ahead to take the guesswork and stress out of breakfast time, and give yourself at least 2 weeks to get into the habit of eating breakfast. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Katrina Even with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.